Northern Ballet, the Leeds-based ballet company, have been providing access to their performances for many years now for blind and partially sighted people through live audio description and their great insight workshops and touch tours too. Their first cinema screening of one of their productions with the very successful Merlin with audio description will be released from the 24th of April. And I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Pippa Moore from Northern Ballet and audio describer Joe Myers, who worked on the description of Merlin, to find out more. Welcome to Connect Radio, Pippa and Joe.
Thank you, Toby.
Hi, Toby. Thanks.
Pippa, firstly, for listeners who may not know about Northern Ballet, would you be able to give me a sort of brief background to the company and how you've been providing access through audio description for blind and partially sighted people?
Yes. So Northern Ballet, we are the UK's foremost narrative ballet company. And like you said, we're based in Leeds. And the company was actually founded back in 1969. We offer about 200 performances on average annually, and tour widely all over the UK with our aim to reach as many different people and places as possible. So our specialism, if you like, is our blend of innovative storytelling, classical dance, all accompanied by our live music, our sinfonia. And we're committed to making our world-class performances as accessible as possible, really. It's about removing barriers so everyone can engage with dance and Northern Ballet. And that's why we've been offering audio description live with our performances for about 20 years now. I think it was a response, though, really, to the pandemic that we aimed to use AD for our digital platform, which has also been going for a couple of years, but the audio description to the digital platform is something that is really relatively new.
And Pippa, did that sort of, I suppose, request for audio description for the streaming, but also the cinema screening, come from the company or maybe come from blind and partially sighted people?
I think it came from the company, really, because, like I said, it's always been our aim to make it as accessible as possible. And it was also, why not? You know, if we can, we should engage with as many people as possible and, you know, break down those barriers. And what the beautiful thing was is that out of something as challenging as the pandemic, where it was such an awful time for the arts, we realised something good could come out of it, and we actually were able to reach even more people all over the world.
Joe, you have been describing, I think, for a few years now, and you've obviously described...
Well, 20, Toby, 20 plus.
And you've been describing many theatre performances and other live events too. Was describing for Merlin the first time you had described on the film? And did your approach for describing the film differ from, say, the live actual performance that you would normally be describing?
Well, actually, Toby, I have been describing film and TV for about that length of time, for about 20 years. Just looking back, I noted that I think one of my first was for the RNIB in 1996, Howard's End. And at that time, I was also working for ITFC. So as a part-timer over 5 years, I was describing an awful lot of film and television programmes way back. I suppose in recent years, yes, I have concentrated on live theatre and some heritage events and other arts access programmes or projects that required AD. So Merlin isn't the first. No, I'm delighted to say it's been the most challenging and the longest and most complex as a wonderful piece of performance. I have also, going back to the pandemic, which really did require us to reinvent ourselves as describers and move from the live platform to the digital world, I was very grateful for the training that was offered by ADA, Audio Description Association, and Vocalize with their continuing professional development program, which enabled us to make that transition. So once I had got myself set up and was ready to rock and roll with it some months ago now, about 18 months ago, I'm pleased to say, a few smaller films came through from Northern Ballet, which I was delighted to work on, either to write or record and or edit. But Merlin is the most challenging, as I say, and it's been a delight to work on it. And I'm so excited that it's going into the cinemas finally.
And Joe, in some ways, sadly, there won't be as normal the sort of usual insight workshops and touch tours of this particular production, because obviously it's a film. But have you added any of the elements from the Insight workshops and touch tours or the information that vision impaired people would normally get from the Insights into your description for Merlin at all?
Yes, it's been very important to, at the very least, get a synopsis, which Northern Ballet have provided. And a few minutes before the performance starts, you can listen in to that synopsis, which gets you into the world of the ballet. Yes, we've all missed the touch tours and the insights, which give that wonderful in-depth layering of understanding an experience. It's very tactile. It's very visceral. It's a very enjoyable part of the whole process for me. And I know for Pippa, it is as well.
If I can just add there as well, Jo, is that we have done the 20 minutes of audio notes that are available on the Vocalise website and the large print notes, which give a real detailed description about Merlin, which goes into the costume and the set and the themes and emotions. So not just the synopsis that's available on the day, but prior to visiting the cinema, there's a wealth of information on the Vocalise website, and I can give you that link at the end.
Yeah, absolutely, Pippa. I completely concur that that's a really important part of the artistic process for the listener. And they can always go to the website, either to Northern Ballet or to Vocalise, and listen at their leisure to the introductory notes. So, yes, in terms of the difference between working for a live show and the digital platform, I thought that be much more streamlined, actually, to transfer from one to the other. But there was a lot of work involved to rewrite my script, retime it, having put all the description boxes into my software. And because of the camera crew, the multifaceted camera crew that were employed for this, it added another dimension. So, of course, there were close-ups of the dancers that was missed when you had the one static viewpoint, if you like, if you were sitting in the middle of the stalls as a service user. So my script had to be trimmed and edited quite substantially for that. And still there were far too many words. The soundtrack to Merlin is absolutely ravishing. It's beautiful. And of course, the characters have their own theme tunes. And I wanted to allow that to breathe so that it wasn't my voice, you know, endlessly giving description and leading the listener through the story, which is very important, but you do want to allow it to breathe. And that was my challenge, really, to know when to be quiet and when to allow the music to speak for itself. I think if we had more time, I would go back and I would pull even more description out. But it is as it is, and I'm pretty pleased, and it's out there in the public domain.
And I suppose, as you said, it's very different working with a film that has also, as you say, sort of close-ups and things like that. And you're also probably, in a way, working with where the director of that film is going. So very different to how you would describe normally, in a way.
Yes, exactly. It does dictate. You haven't quite got that little bit of free rein that you might have if you are doing it live. You know, things do happen on the night and your description can go a little bit awry, or you might notice something and take the risk and drop it in and it's not in your notes. Well, fine. It's a much more sort of organic and obviously by definition live experience for the describer and for the listener. It's very much set in stone when you're describing now for the video. It's set. We can't go back and tamper with it. So yes, you're absolutely right. I must describe what I see on screen. So I did have to put the red line through quite a bit of nice description because it wasn't there.
And of course, you had to do both of our parts as well.
Well, yes, Pippa. What's so wonderful with working with Pippa, of course, she's a dancer by experience and by her career, and she sees and picks up on things that I wouldn't. But we work in tandem normally on a production of this size. So we fade each other up and down and we're bouncing off each other. And it gives the listener an opportunity to have a different voice and a different dynamic. But it was just me droning on for 2 hours, 40 minutes.
But I wasn't droning on.
No, I shouldn't say that. But I don't mean that, actually. No.
And it's good to see that, you know, there are sort of introductory notes, because I think in a way film screenings with audio description is maybe taking a lead from theatre, because a lot of them now seem to, even television, seem to, some television productions have sort of bits about the character that people can listen to beforehand.
Yes, I've seen that. I love that ITV have done it for a programme, haven't they, where you actually get an introduction about the whole character and their sort of little bit of background. It's brilliant.
And I suppose the next thing is to try and take that touch tour to the screen, but I think that's going to be probably very difficult to do. Pippa, with Northern Ballet adding audio description to the production of Merlin, which is obviously going to be available in cinemas and maybe online too in the future, is this something that Northern Ballet will continue to do? And is this a way of maybe opening up to a slightly wider audience than you would normally get?
Absolutely. I mean, Northern Ballet are committed to audio describing all of our new productions going forward. And on our website at the moment, we have what's on stage, what's on screen, and our accessible performances. We currently have about 8 films on our digital platform, which are all just pay as you can. We have Dangerous Liaisons, which is a full-length ballet, and 7 short films, which Jo was referring to, a couple that she has done as well. And this is a really exciting showcase of new choreographers and filmmakers. And this is in addition to what we're actually doing on the audio described performance on a weekly basis, which currently we're touring Casanova and The Great Gatsby around the UK. So, no, it's definitely something that is integral to our productions now going forward, will be firmly in place.
And I think that's great for people, because sometimes it's not possible for people to make it to the audio described theatre performance because of, you know, transport and all sorts of other things. So this is providing another opportunity.
It's a different kind of barrier. Like you said, the travelling can be a barrier, financial situations can be a barrier. But I think the opportunity to see these really close up, and also the opportunity to repeat watch and to listen back, is beneficial.
Pippa, if listeners would like to find out more about the film screening of Merlin, which is released on Sunday the 24th of April, and also to find out information about Northern Ballet too, where can they go to find out more?
Our website is northernballet.com. So if we were to go on that website and click Merlin, you could book now, and this takes you directly to Cinema Live, where you would find out the whole list of cinemas offering it. So northernballet.com is your main place to go. However, the audio notes I was referring to and the large print notes, I would suggest going to vocalise.co.uk, and the direct link would be /NB-Merlin-cinemas. So that's vocalise.co.uk/NB-Merlin-cinemas, and that would take you direct to those audio notes and large print notes.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Pippa and Jo, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio all about the upcoming film screening of Merlin with audio description.
Thank you, Toby. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Toby. Bye.